This is a story of three strangers hosting an open mic.
When comics stop being polite and start getting real.
This is the Sick Sad Open Mic.
Every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. and every fourth Tuesday is our Sick Sad Showcase.
Brought to you by Adrian Villalone, Valerie Vernally, and Katie Carnes.
See you there, angsties.
You're standing on my neck.
Of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer ya. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Good evening there, my friends here at MutinyRadio.fm. Chester Cashcock here, and giving you my love and regard as well as movies over there. And I just wanted to let you guys know that anytime I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. I mean, if anyone who knows anything about comedy knows that Pamtastic's books the best of San Francisco and beyond's underground comics. It's a great showcase, and they have a fun time at Pamtastic's deep in the Mission District, where you can laugh off your tushy for a mere $5 every Friday to 10 p.m. And I laugh because $5, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with. So to laugh it off for a mere $5 is indubitious. But if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, well, don't even worry. Don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show and giggle in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer home on the mountain ridge with the kayak feeling. So all you got to do is just go to podcastics.pcrcollective.org/comedyclubhouse, or you can listen live every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. as your host Pam Benjamin brings you the best comedy from San Francisco and beyond the universe. And what's better than the universe? It's a cash cock, honey. Yeah.
Want to go to Burning Man, but you don't have the right goggles, costume, or attitude? Visit 20 Mission Hive at 2415 Mission Street between 20th and 21st in the heart of the Mission District. Easily accessible by BART, this collective of unique artists and vendors has eclectic handmade clothing, leatherwork, artisan jewelry, antiques, crystals, and there's even an amazing florist. whisper pirate ship to your 20 Mission High vendor for a special 10% discount on the coolest, most original items in San Francisco. That's 20 Mission Hive with 8 vendors, and like them on Facebook at 20 Mission Hive. 20 Mission Hive for awesome events and updates.
The dictionary definition of the adjective eclectic is selecting or choosing from various sources. When Bay Area musician J.D. Buell brings you Morning Train Wednesday 10 a.m. to noon on Mutiny Radio, that is exactly what he does. Select music from various sources to give you a unique listening experience. Rock, pop, jazz, bluegrass, gospel, funk, reggae, folk, blues, country and western, electronica, soul, disco, rhythm and blues, punk and post-punk come together with music from around the world, with Buell's passionate and down-to-earth delivery. In an age of personal music delivery systems, J.D. Buell carries on the values of progressive FM radio, when a listener could actually have a relationship with a programmer, someone who would create an eclectic musical environment wherein both listener and host find fulfillment. The Morning Train with J.D. Buell, Wednesday, 10 to noon on MutinyRadio.fm. Freeform radio for free minds.
An awesome and underground space for an event? Look no further than MutinyRadio.fm. Our 30-seat flexible space can accommodate your acoustic band, birthday party, comedy show, dance party, karaoke super fun, theater event, fundraiser. If you think it, we can do it. You run the door and promotion, we run the sound, space, and podcast. Rentals available Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8 to 10 at Mutiny Radio FM's performance space at 2781 21st Street in the Deep Mission at 21st in Florida. Contact Pam at pamsadai@hotmail.com for more options and booking dates. Incredible socialist prices so you can be creative in a free speech space without breaking the bank. That's Mutiny Radio Rentals every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8 to 10. Book your event now.
Trying to hurt me, but boy, how it burns me whenever she touched me. And oh, I feel so lucky. Oh.
Well, hey there, San Francisco. If you're looking for some delicious late-night food, I suggest you mosey on down to Bender's Bar. Inside, you can find Counter Offer, offering you amazing late-night food and snacks. Try the chicken biscuit. It's like your stomach's in a tasty tornado. They have exceptionally great daily ground sustainable burgers with sides of tater tots, grilled asparagus, and delicious zucchini, and creamy-licious mac and cheese. You like tacos? They got them! And from the specials, very deep fried fish sandwich to a stoner burger with a donut bun. What are those crazy potheads gonna come up with next? Go to the Counter Offer inside of Blender's Bar at 800 South Van Ness Avenue, San Francisco. It's located between 19th Street and 20th Street in the Mission District. Open 7 nights a week from 5 to 10 p.m. or later. Counter Offer, son!
This is dog's fault.
Subliminal SF brings you visual and auditory mind control. For the best graphic design, physical merchandise, and live music promotion, go to www.subliminalsf.com and check out their hilarious t-shirts and super cool bands at clubs and bars all over the Bay Area. Subliminal SF creates amazing flyers, posters, and design for every need. So go now to www.subliminalsf.com and experience what this wonderful local business has to offer.
Run! Oh, happy hour. What could be happier than 23 comics doing jokes for each other and at a radio listening audience? Puppets, kittens, unicorns, porn maybe? Oh, well, stage time makes them happy, and this super happy comedy open mic is open every Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. But you can also listen anytime by downloading the podcast at Mutiny Radio FM Index at
podcasts.pcrcollective.org.
So come live or listen later or to every happy hour mic Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. at Radio FL Mutiny Radio. I just fucked that up again. What the fuck is wrong with me?
Yeah, yeah.
You got it. I got it.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience? Like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shit. From time to time, I've given it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes?
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dag nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
In investigations and fluffy public interest pieces to news at mutinyradio.fm. We're always looking for writers and contributions. And check out our progressive news links at mutinyradio.fm. So tune in to Stranger in a Strange Land, Saturdays, midnight to 2 a.m.
Man, do you miss a Mutiny Radio show from your favorite DJ? Did you find out about a guest interviewed on Mutiny Radio a day too late? Are you wishing that you had a time-traveling DeLorean to listen to those shows again? Don't you fret. Simply go to mutinyradio.fm and listen to our podcast. Yes, it's that easy. Click on the podcast button and find your favorite show. Heck, click a variety of podcasts for a sample of all of our great programming here at Mutiny Radio. And don't forget to listen to us live on iTunes Radio under the Eclectic section.
The House of Pride radio show, LGBT radio for everyone.
Funky interviews, funky beats, talking drag queens, and much, much more. It's LGBT radio for everyone.
Listen live every Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m. House of Pride radio, LGBT radio for everyone. Celebrating the considerable contributions of the LGBT community in San Francisco and beyond. Every Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m. Listen here for hot new local beats by LGBT artists and listen to live interviews. Tune in, turn on every Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m. House of Pride radio with drag queen personalities Tweeka Turner and Pearl T. Join us every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. for Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse here on Mutiny
Rain
Radio.
Finally here in San Francisco, which is a good thing. And so I didn't want to bring my computer, because it looked like it might rain. And it's still, the air is super heavy, and it may burst out.
Medicine, I'm on a pavement, thinking about the government, the man in a trench coat
morning, mutineers. You're tuned in to Mutiny Radio, and this is Labor and Love. Welcome. Hope you had a good week, and I hope you had good work. I'm going to spend a couple hours today working the day shift with you, talking about labor-related news, opinion, history. You're tuned into Labor and Love. 20 years of schooling and they put you on the day shift. Okay, Bob Dylan, of course, with the Subterranean Homesick Blues. Good morning to everyone. This is Labor and Love on Mutiny Radio. Mutiny Radio, social justice radio for the Bay and beyond. We're here at 2781 21st Street, coming your way with labor news, opinion, history, music of social significance for, by, and about working people. This is where we tell you that if one person gets a dollar they didn't work for, another person worked for a dollar they didn't get. If you don't have a seat at the negotiating table, probably on the menu. And third, never, but never let anyone into your heart who's not a friend of labor. Let's hear Angela Davis here talk about breaking the silence.
And finally, I want to, suggest that we think about the larger picture, the assault against affirmative action, the increasing conservatism. You know, I don't think I'm going to forget the way those buildings that focus on the family complex look for a long time. I mean, that is amazing. That is amazing. And it's not that we don't want to focus on our families. But the family is used in this ideological way. I mean, who is the real family, right? The real family is generally nuclear. The father works. The mother's supposed to stay at home and be a good wife and mother. So the single mother is not, and her children, they don't count as a family. There's a great deal of homophobia that is implied by that particular construction of the family, so that gays and lesbians who have families don't have, quote, real families, according to these people over there on the hill. I truly believe that those who are really committed to the kind of conservative politics that is messing up our lives today are the minority of people in this country. Oh, that was a slip. I hope that, I mean, they look like the majority. But that's because the rest of us are relatively silent. And I want to urge every single one of you who have come out to participate in this community building moment to think very deeply about what you can do to make a difference. Thank you very much.
I said on this show, we're all about music with social significance.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you. Sing me of wars and sing breadlines, tell me of front page news. Sing me of strikes and last minute headlines. Dress your observation in syncopation. Sing me a song with social significance. There's nothing else that will do. It must get hot with what is what, or I won't love you. A song that's satirical, putting the mirror into miracle. It must be packed with social fact, or I won't love you. Sing me of kings and conferences martial, tell me of mills and mines. Sing me of courts that aren't impartial. What's to be done with them? Tell me in rhythm. Sing me a song with social significance. There's nothing else that will do. It must be tense with common sense, or I won't love you.
Okay, that was Rosemary June and her song, Sing Me a Song with Social Significance. That's the kind of music you'll hear on this show. Part of a musical that was put on by the International Ladies Garment Workers Union in, I believe, the 1950s. One of the participants was none other than Barbara Streisand, who sings some of the songs. The album is called Pins and Needles. Good morning, everybody. On our show today, we have our normal features. The Radio Labor Report, the Workers' Independent News Report. We're going to talk a little about a big strike in Sweden. Huge strikes, martial law in France. This date in labor history. This week we lost Helen Fabela Chavez, so we're going to talk about her as well. But let's have some more music. This is Annie DeFranco with her sidekick, one Utah Phillips. Thank you.
these old songs, these old stories? Why tell them? What do they mean? When I went to high school, that's about as far as I got, reading my U.S. history textbook. Well, I got the history of the ruling class. I got the history of the generals and the industrialists and the presidents who didn't get caught. How about you? I got the history of the people who own the wealth of the country, but none of the history of the people that created it, you know? So when I went out to get my first job, I went out armed with somebody else's class background. They never gave me any tools to understand or to begin to control the condition of my labor. And that was deliberate, wasn't it? Huh? They didn't want me to know this. They didn't. That's why this stuff isn't taught in the history books. We're not supposed to know it. You understand that? No. If I wanted a true history of where I came from as a member of the working class, I had to go to my elders. Many of them, their best working years before pensions or Social Security, gave their whole lives to the mines, to the wheat harvest, to the logging camps, to the railroad. Got nothing for it, just fetched up on the skids, living on short money, mostly drunk all the time. But they led those extraordinary lives that can never be lived again. And in the living of them, they gave me a history that is more profound, more beautiful, more powerful, more passionate, and ultimately more useful than the best damn history book I ever read. As I've said so often before, the long memory is the most radical idea in America. Sing a song I made up for one of those. I never met him. There's one flop hotel left in Spokane, Washington called the Clem Hotel. I'd walk through the parking lot there on my way to the park. An old man sitting up there in the window, grimy window, face pale, mask of death, gazing down at the parking lot, perfectly motionless. I'd make a point of going through there every day, and I'd wave at him. Finally, I got him so to at least lift his hand and wave a little bit. I went to the fellow at the desk in the hotel, and I said, I want to meet that man. He said, he won't let you into his room. He's afraid of the young jack rollers. He's afraid of the young ones on the street. It'll knock you down for your little bit of pension money, for your little bit of VA, your food stamps. So he's got a spike ball handle behind the door, and he won't let anybody come in there, but that he'll attack you. Well, I made this song for him anyway. I don't know if it's his whole story. It's not going to be mine. I sure hope it's not going to be yours. I was gifted with.
The time was 1960, the place the USA. February 1st became a history-making day. Greensboro across the land, the news spread far and wide. Silently and bravely, youth took a giant stride. He the
called American song.
D.C. Their roads cry for freedom and human liberty. Oh, come along, my people, and take a seat with me. Heed the call,
Americans all.
Sign,
equal sign.
Sisters and brothers.
Brothers in dignity.
Brothers and sisters. Land of liberty. How can Americans deny my people equality? Constitution says you can, and Christians you should know. Jesus died that morning so all of us could grow.
He the call
Americans
all.
turn me from my goal. No Jim Crow law or police state shall stop my freebound soul. 5,000 people bound in jail, lift our heads and sing. We'll travel on to freedom like songbirds on the wing. Heed the call.
Heed the call, Americans all.
Magic never faltered, magic always led. Many stones were rolled, but God would not lie down. Many wild men lied, many fat men listened. Though they offered stones, magic still was fed. Though they locked their coffers, God was always served. Magic is afoot, God rules. Alive is afoot, alive is in command. Many weak men hungered, many strong men thrived. Though they boasted solitude, God was at their side. Nor the dreamer in his cell, nor the captain on the hill. Magic is alive. Though his death was pardoned, round and round the world, the heart would not believe. Though laws were carved in marble, they could not shelter men. Though altars built in parliaments, they could not order men. Police arrested magic, and magic went with them. For magic loves the hungry. But magic would not tarry. It moves from arm to arm. It would not stay with them. Magic is afoot. It cannot come to harm. It rests in an empty palm. It spawns in an empty mind. But magic is no instrument. Magic is the end. Drove magic, but magic stayed behind. Many strong men lied. They only passed through magic and out the other side. Many weak men lied. They came to God in secret, and though they left him nourished, they would not tell who healed. Though mountains danced before them, they said that God was dead. Though his shrouds were hoisted, the naked God did live. I mean to whisper to my mind. This I mean to laugh within my mind. This I mean my mind to serve till service is but magic moving through the world. And mind itself is magic coursing through the flesh. And flesh itself is magic dancing on a clock. And time itself, the magic length of God.
Of course, Buffy Saint Marie with her song Magic is Afoot. In this case, equating magic with the life force, with the relationships between human beings, with those rock bottom feelings we have with which we see and experience the world. Buffy Saint Marie. And then before that, we had Sweet Honey in the Rocks, tribute to the brave young men and women who did the sit-ins during the what's called the Civil Rights Movement, which of course is still going on. And to all the young people everywhere who stand up for what they believe. And finally, before that, we had Utah Phillips and Andy DeFranco, and Phillips effectively gave the argument for labor education. Why should we have labor education anyway? Well, because in our regular history courses, what we hear about are the generals and the industrialists and the kings and the rulers, and not regular working people who built this world. So, very eloquent, Utah is, as usual, talking about labor education. Now let's look around a little. What's going on with labor movement and labor campaigns around the U.S.? This is the Win Week in Review, Workers Independent News.
Workers Independent News Week in Review. I'm Doug Cunningham. American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten says Hillary Clinton's history-making achievement of becoming the first woman to be the presumptive presidential nominee of a major political party reaffirms the promise of America. Weingarten says Clinton's vision and her journey stand in stark contrast to the Republican Party's nominee. A coalition of Los Angeles labor and community groups have come together to fight Department of Homeland Security plans to deport thousands of Central American immigrants. Stop Separating Families said federal agents are stepping up arrests and deportations this month of those who had their asylum claims denied. Ernesto Arce has more from Los Angeles.
According to Border Patrol statistics, some 120,000 Central American migrants were apprehended for crossing into the U.S. without permission since January 2014. Many unaccompanied children were released to family members after media reports revealed images of dozens of children incarcerated in small concrete rooms. Ulysses Arceo with Stop Separating Families said the newcomers are not immigrants, but refugees.
Under our country's laws, there is a process for them to seek asylum. That process is not being followed. We are asking three-year-old children to represent themselves in front of an immigration judge.
United Teachers of Los Angeles union organizers will now have access to Alliance Charter School teachers after an administrative law judge found that Alliance Charter Schools was violating California's Educational Employment Rights Act. Attorney Jesus Quiñones.
They go to basic issues of the organizing rights of UTLA and the organizing rights of Alliance educators, and it reflects a very well-coordinated campaign across all 27 Alliance rules to block organizing in violation of law.
The National Labor Relations Board says there's merit in the labor law violations charges filed by Tara Zoomer against WeWork. The NLRB says that the office leasing startup company violated worker rights. WeWork broke labor law, according to the NLRB, by firing Zoomer when she used legally protected labor rights. Zoomer refused to sign an arbitration agreement as a condition of employment. That arbitration clause stripped workers of their rights to go to the NLRB or to court to allege labor violations. The Labor Board says that WeWork's use of that arbitration clause is itself illegal. Zoomer says she's thankful that the NLRB is investigating WeWork.
I've never actually understood my rights as a citizen so much until this experience. They're so important when they are threatened, and people do need to know that they can stand up for themselves in the work environment and really for their lives.
The minimum wage in Washington, D.C. is headed up to $15 an hour by 2020. The D.C. City Council unanimously approved the $15 wage. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says that she will sign the council's $15 minimum wage ordinance. The $15 wage will be phased in between now and 2020, and it will be tied to inflation. The current minimum in Washington, D.C. is $10.50 an hour. Workers Independent News provided by Diversified Media Enterprises. I'm Doug Cunningham.
Stay away from the White House. Stay away, I wish you well. Stay away from the White House. Stay away, I wish you well. Stay away from the White House, or you'll go to Vajra hell. Stay away from New York City. It costs money to live there. Stay away from the country. The banks own all the air. Stay away from their electric. It'll whiten your beard hair. Stay away from smoking cigarettes. Stay away, stay away. Stay your hand from off your Marlboro. Stay away, stay away. Stay away from nicotine and beer. It'll make you old and gay. Stay away from fucking broomsticks. It'll give you syphilis. Stay away from fucking rubber dolls, even if they got big tits. Stay away from 14-year-old boys. Fuck them once, they call it quits. Stay away, stay away. Oh, yes, yes, stay away from eating chemical donuts for breakfast yesterday. Stay away from living death, though the army gives good pay. Stay away from capitalism and the boss's CIA. Stay away from oil industry, they rob your energy. Stay away from secret policeman when he calls you out to play. Stay away from Satan in the good old USA. Stay away from eating meatballs while the Wall Street Dodgers play. Stay away from the White House this year. Wish you a fine day. Stay away, stay away. Away from all that jive. Ripping off the niggers just to keep the band alive. Yeah, ripping off the nigger. How us white musicians thrive. Stay away from all them Jew boys with their Zionist delights. Stay away from all them Christians calling all them Jew boys kikes. Stay away from all them prophets, they'll get you into fights. Stay away from all them Arabs with that murder on their mind. Stay away from State Department, they'll bow and scrape you blind. Stay away from Rockefeller, he blows up an oily wind. Stay away from Richard Nixon, he'll get you all in jail. He'll kick you and he'll punch you and he'll make your vision fail. And while he's got you staying away from the White House, he will wail, oh, stay away from my White House, I got it all my own. Can hear it in the basement, all them singing plumbers groan. Stay away, oh, all you Democrats, except the hawks I've known. You could come into my White House, Senator Jackson Hawk. You're the one that loves the army, billions you won't balk. Mr. Ford and CIA Bush, right in my door you walk. Stay away from Nirvana, your ambition makes you blind. Stay away from Brahmaloka, you can only grasp the wind. Stay away from every heaven, you'll wake up in sovereign mind. Come down, yeah, come down to earth right here on Avenue C and 10th Street. Make your mind icy clear. come down to earth, Merry Christmas, and I wish you a Happy New Year.
Because the point I also wanted to make, getting back to Indonesia.
Angela Davis sneaking in there. That was after the Wynn Labor Report, we had Allen Ginsberg with his song Stay Away to the accompaniment of a banjo. Here's Radio Labor's report. Radio Labor will give us a world perspective on what's happening in the labor movement. Radio Labor.
This is Solidarity News on Radio Labor.
This is a Radio Labor World Report recorded on Friday, June 10th, 2016. I'm Mark Belanger. In the report this week, a global survey released by the International Trade Union Confederation shows increasing disrespect for human rights, including the right to join a union. In the Philippines, employers are using short-term contracts for multiple employees to fill long-term jobs. And the Labor Start report about union events around the world. This is Radio Labor. Respect for human rights such as freedom of association in unions and collective bargaining has dramatically decreased over the past year. A major survey by the International Trade Union Confederation released June 9th shows that many governments are helping corporations deny basic human rights to their employees. The ITUC is the organization which represents national union centers at the world level. Sharon Burrow is the ITUC's General Secretary.
There is a war against workers in the world. When you look at the survey today, the shocking thing is that the restrictions on freedom of speech and assembly, including really severe crackdowns, I'm talking violence, arrests, sadly in some cases still shootings, and those restrictions on freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of association, actually increased by 22%. 50 of the 141 countries in our survey recorded restrictions on freedom. This is an extraordinary situation where governments are not even taking responsibility for the rule of law that would protect the very fundamental rights of working people. I have to tell you that the Middle East and North Africa were again the worst regions for working people, with the kafala system in the Gulf states still enslaving millions of workers. If you look at the global labour market, you know the statistics we use. 60% of workers are in the formal economy, but more than half of them are in insecure or unsafe work. 40% of our brothers and sisters, and it's growing, are in the informal economy, a sector of desperation where they have no social security, no minimum wages, and no rights or access to the rule of law. Most of them have no social protection at all, more than 70% of our brothers and sisters. But 45 million workers around the world are in slavery in 2016. Well, I have to tell you the 10 worst countries for working people. I don't think any of you will be surprised. Belarus, China, Colombia, Cambodia, Guatemala, India, Iran, Qatar, Turkey, and the UAE. Now, that's an arbitrary cutoff because the next 10 and the next 10 aren't so much better. But these countries represent everything that is wrong with the world for workers. Out of 141 countries, the number in which workers are exposed to physical violence and threats increased by 44%, from 36 to 52 countries. That's a huge increase in 1 year. And unionists were murdered, sadly, still in 11 countries, including Chile, Colombia, Egypt, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Iran, Mexico, Peru, South Africa, and Turkey. I have my sister on the right, the sister from DISC, from Turkey, Saski. And frankly, Turkey is now becoming a police state. People are not safe in their communities. Workers are punished for taking what we would consider normal industrial action against employers who refuse to negotiate or to indeed respect the laws, the labour laws that exist. So this is the state of the world.
One of the countries singled out in the ITUC's Global Rights Index was the Philippines. A central issue for workers in that country is the use of repeated short-term contracts involving many people instead of giving one employee a permanent job. Sonny Matula is the president of the Federation of Free Workers in the Philippines.
The issue of contractual labor or the lack of security of tenure is a very crucial issue in the Philippines, particularly among workers. The popular 5-5-5 employment arrangement is very rampant, though it is prohibited by law. What do you mean by 5-5-5? There is a permanent job, but the workers is given 5-month contract. But after the end of the 5-month contract, he is replaced by another worker with a 5-month contract with the same job. And this second worker, after the end of the 5 months, then he is replaced by a third worker to work on that permanent job. So it appears that the employers were just circumventing the law on security of tenure. And this contractual arrangement is being done by a lot of employers. In the Philippines, a number or majority of the collective bargaining agreements covered only regular workers. So if you are a contractual worker, you cannot be included in these collective bargaining units, which only covered regular workers. Other than that, the engagement of manpower agency, which has no sufficient capital, the supply workers to a multinational company, and these workers are not considered as workers of the multinational company, but the agency or cooperative. They are members of the cooperative, and this also deprive the workers working in these multinational companies of their right to security of tenure.
Now here with his report about union events around the world is Labor Start correspondent Derek Blackadder.
Here's a small sample of the more than 2,200 stories our volunteers collected in the last week. Our top story section included links to news about a report detailing the 10 worst countries to be a worker in, a remarkable strike by North Korean workers in Kuwait, and the announcement of a strike date for over 1 million railway workers in India. We had news of strikes and lockouts in dozens of countries. Here are just a few highlights. Workers at Air Tahiti ended their 3-week-long strike over job security with a victory. Egyptian workers at a state-owned garment factory vowed to stop work until they are paid the back wages owed to them. And university support staff in Pakistan started an unlimited strike this week in an effort to force their employer to address their bargaining demands, while teachers in that country ended their sit-in strike until the end of Ramadan. Stories collected on our Working Women page included the targeting of women journalists in Somalia for assassination, the union campaign that finally convinced the Malawi government to act to rescue 20 women domestic workers in Kuwait, and a U.S. court ruling that the national women's soccer team does not have the right to strike. Our health and safety news wire carried stories to hundreds of union websites around the world about the campaign by an ambulance workers union in Canada to supply post-traumatic stress disorder service dogs to members suffering from PTSD, and demands for improved safety and hazardous duty pay by Pakistani electricity workers. Currently, LabourStart is running 7 online actions. Take just a few seconds out of your day and join thousands of trade unionists around the world in helping workers make their lives better, or even help save those lives. This is Derek Blacketter from LabourStart, reporting for Radio Labour from Port Union, Newfoundland, the only union-founded and union-built town in Canada.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Art Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.
Okay, that was our international labor report. And as we always say, this program is dedicated to those 2,500 workers who will die today because of job-related causes or on-the-job mishaps, occurrences. Looking in the U.S., that number is 150 workers will die today because of